Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On his way to Scotland to discuss tariffs and to visit his golf resorts, President Trump said he could, but he has not given thought to pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, the only convicted co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House.
Ghislaine Maxwell is someone who is serving a 20-year sentence, a conviction for sex trafficking that she has tried to appeal. This is someone who wants to get out of prison and who initiated this conversation with the Justice Department. She's eager to talk. The question is, what is she willing to tell them, and what is the administration willing, if anything, to give her in return?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says deportation flights have begun from that immigration center set up in the Everglades. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government is considering alternative options now to ceasefire talks with Hamas after Israel and the U.S. walked out of discussions in Doha on ending the war, citing a lack of desire on the part of Hamas to reach a truce. This is ABC News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission is sharing helpful tips with residents on keeping their homes cool while also saving energy. With another stretch of hot weather rolling through the state, residents looking to stay cool and save money can take some simple steps like keeping their blinds and curtains closed, unplugging electronics like their television when they're not being used, and making sure their air conditioner's filter is clean. Officials are also reminding residents that it is illegal for utility companies to disconnect electrical services during a heat advisory. A recent Milwaukee Journal Sentinel analysis found that the number of immigration arrests in Wisconsin has doubled since President Donald Trump's second term began. According to the analysis, the average number of ICE arrests in the state jumped from 37 per month to 85 per month. The analysis also found that the rate of people without criminal records being arrested in the state is 5 times higher compared to the end of President Joe Biden's term. That includes people who are accused of immigration violations, which are mostly civil offenses, not criminal offenses. The American Red Cross is highlighting a number of blood donation events in the Northwest Wisconsin region over the next few weeks. Organization officials say keeping up with donation needs is especially difficult during the summer months. They say hospitals across the country are specifically in need of more blood platelets and type O blood during this time of year, but donations of all kinds are needed as well. The next blood drive event is scheduled for July 30th and 31st in Rice Lake, with opportunities in Barron and Chautauqua throughout August. The Duluth Economic Development Authority and City Council terminated the contract with the developer of a $500 million housing project this week. The project would have seen the former Duluth Central High School site converted into a housing complex called Incline Village. The city had previously given the developer 45 days to meet certain deadlines, pay taxes on the property, or provide proof that they could fund the project going forward. The developer requested another extension, saying he's suing his bank for not providing the funds. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night at the ballpark. The Brewers open a home series against the Marlins today, followed by a home run derby. Over 25 former players will be on hand, including Ryan Braun, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy, and Prince Fielder, all to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the opening of Miller Park, now American Family Field. NBA, Damian Lillard says he has great memories of playing alongside Giannis, but admits he was shocked when the Bucks waived him after just 2 years with the team. NFL, at the Packers training camp, running back Marshawn Lloyd finally back on the practice field after a long rookie season plagued with injuries, then surgery to remove his appendix in December.
It's fun, like a little kid in the candy store, man. It's exciting. You know, last year was a lot of watching, and now it's being out there, being able to be tired again, trying to catch my breath. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be out there.
That's Packers running back Marshawn Lloyd with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the upper 60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. It's 74 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to author Laura Bird recommending books with a connection to nature and Senator Tammy Baldwin on keeping rural drinking water clean in Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the after, well, top of the morning to you, afternoon, wherever it is, whatever you are. Shabbat Shalom, Jumah Mabarak, TGIF. It is the end of the week. It's the beginning of the weekend. And we've got a lot to talk about today. But the first hour of our program, which will start in just a moment, will be Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. What's on your mind? The number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, my op-ed today, from Epstein's Island to Obama's inbox, Trump's dark diversion strategy. Also, this amazing new psychological study finding that the majority of Trump-supporting Republicans are, shall we say, psychopaths? I'll tell you about that in the second hour. Also, will the world look away as Gazans are being starved to death and driven out of Gaza? Is the plan for Gaza to become part of greater Israel? Is that the position of the Trump administration? We'll talk about that in the second hour. And L.A. grand juries are refusing to indict ICE protesters. This is fascinating stuff, also in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, the shocking Epstein-Dershowitz timeline. And why does Alan Dershowitz keep writing op-eds calling for lowering the age of consent to 15? And why is the DOJ talking to a convicted pedophile instead of the victims? Interesting stuff. And also in the third hour, the FCC's approval of the Paramount Skydance merger reeks of the worst forms of corruption. Are we surprised? Where is this going to go? And what happens if the Ellison family also buys TikTok, which is in the news today as a rumor at the moment? So a lot to talk about today. But to start off, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. It's our Middays with Mark segment, only this time on a Friday instead of a Wednesday. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's a current member and the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov is his website. And that's also his blue sky handle, Pocan.house.gov. Congressman, welcome back to the program. I'm wondering what's on the top of your mind today. Congress is out, right? They cut and ran.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me, Tom. You know, this Congress is going to go down in history books for being the most pathetic Congress that I can remember in my adult lifetime of following Congress. You know, the Republicans are in the majority and they can't even get bills on the calendar because they can't perform even the most basic functions. You know, they got the big ugly law now done because that was Trump, you know, forcing them to get that done. But now Jeffrey Epstein, just the idea of releasing the Epstein files has got them so tied up that they had enough members on their rules committee refuse to schedule any meaningful bills. So all we did were, you know, suspension bills, which are going to pass, you know, often, you know, with like the exception of 5 or 10 people in Congress. And they sent us home because they can't even govern while they're in the majority. So, you know, I guess maybe that's good at some level, although we do have a date coming up where if we don't have a a budget done by September 30th, we do have the potential of shutting down the government. But it's just at its rock bottom of performance, without question, right now.
What's the significance of the federal police subcommittee? Correct me if I've got the name wrong. Of the Rules Committee, I believe it was, or the Oversight Committee, rather, voting not unanimously, it was 8-2, voting 8-2 to demand that the Epstein documents in the possession of the FBI be given to, on a confidential basis, I understand, to members of Congress for their evaluation. Do I have that right? And what does that mean?
Yeah, so I was at appropriation markups most of the week. We were still finishing that process, but what it means is, at least there's a few Republicans admitting that we need to release the Epstein files, regardless of Donald Trump saying there's nothing to look at here after saying everything is about the Epstein files prior to that, right? So we know, you know, again, the smell test, it doesn't pass the smell test right now what Donald Trump is saying. And there's many people in the MAGA movement who've been promised there's so much information about the elites in here that they want it released. And now suddenly they're told to look the other way. So it did say that some Republicans, and we could tell by every other function, the fact that they had to send us home early, the same thing. Whether or not it's going to immediately happen, it won't, very likely. I mean, it's a positive sign, but it's not what we need. What we need is to have Congress, you know, to make this full push. And Mike Johnson, not to, you know, just be carrying the water of the president rather than, you know, what people really want. But if we can't even function because they're afraid to vote on an amendment that asks, you know, congressional, you know, Congress-wide to vote to release the files, that's so risky either to their relationship with Donald Trump or their relationship to the base that we can't do anything. It just shows the unbelievably pathetic position we're in right now as a Congress.
What do you think about the theory that this is the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency? Or do you think that, you know, their strategy of shutting down Congress for August? I've been doing this show for 23 years. I can tell you from experience that during the month of August, I mean, we just throw it open. Typically, we call it Anything Goes Summer, so people can call on any topic, because our call volume drops substantially in August. And that's because listenership is down. And by the way, every news network sees this. You know, people just disengage. They're going on vacation, you know, frankly. Right. So is it possible that the Epstein thing will have gone away in September?
Well, and that's the worry, right? I mean, what else are they going to do? Right now, they're releasing things that aren't the files, trying to act like it's something real. There's the possibility of a pardon, which would be potentially highly political motivated, and that would be something we've got to watch. My biggest fear, honestly, Tom, is, you know, we lost the election because of global inflation and the economy, because, you know, 12 different countries that were like us, whoever was in charge got thrown out. And that's what happened. 50% of the people in exit polls said they voted the economy. The number one reason Donald Trump's not doing well in the polls is because of the economy. He's done nothing to lower the cost like he's promised. People vote their pocketbooks, and the bill they just passed is going to hurt them. They're going to pay more in energy costs. They're going to pay more for health care costs. People are going to lose health care and education funding. There's many bad things about this bill. And whenever we're not talking about it, because it's unbalanced by 15 to 20 points by any poll that you see on it, those are the things that people vote on, I think, the strongest. So this is an issue that's very important to the MAGA base. But I can tell you by the calls I got this week to my office that weren't organized campaign calls were relatively limited. But I think among the MAGA base, this is very, very significant. So is it a tool in the tool shed of trying to expose Donald Trump? Yes. Is it how we necessarily win the 2026 election going forward? I really do think it's people's pocketbook issues. It's what they talk about at the kitchen table. And I hope that this doesn't distract us from over the next 5 weeks. I'm going next week back to the 3rd Congressional District, to Derek Van Orden's district, to do a town hall.
Hey, good on you.
In the town he lives in. Uh-huh. He lives in, because he hasn't shown up. I'm making it as easy as possible, because people need to know how much their pocket has been picked to give Donald Trump and Elon Musk and others a tax break, and what they're going to lose along the way for it. And, I'm an economic populist, a progressive. I want to make sure we're getting it across, because I think that's how people really, what they care about the most and I hope we don't lose focus.
Yeah, absolutely. So if Epstein goes away in the fall, it might actually be a blessing, weirdly.
Yeah, I mean, this law is awful. What they have done is the worst thing I've seen in 30 years of being in politics and in government. And if we don't make sure everyone knows about how bad this is, and whenever people know about it, they hate it. Yeah. But they don't know about it.
Yeah, we've got a big messaging job here. Exactly. It's just about 15 minutes past the hour. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan, the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. It's Middays with Mark, Friday edition. We'll be. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Where?
Ah! Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, a lot of that stuff in the medicine cabinet never really works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. My favorite is the sleep gummies. I just love them. So if you're tired of being sick and tired and stressed, or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. With the promo code TOM. Product availability, specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Susan in Caldwell, Idaho, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, Congressman. Good morning, Tom. Hey. Congressman, I have so many topics, but I just want to narrow one down to press freedom in this country. There's a case coming out of Georgia where an independent journalist was picked up in Atlanta on No King's Day, June 14th, on what looked like trumped-up charges. He wasn't in Fulton County, where Greater Atlanta is. He was picked up by police in DeKalb, and we all know what surrounds our blue cities. Anyway, as soon as the district attorney for the DeKalb County said there was nothing here, the guy, there was no evidence. Even AP had a picture of him being standing by himself and then being approached by police. Another surrounding county had already teed up, well, the sheriff had teed up charges they were going to pick him up with. And in all of this, ICE had put a hold on the man. He's a El Salvadoran immigrant who apparently is here on a work visa, according to his attorneys. Anyway, he's being held by ICE. It's become a real issue with press freedom groups. His name is Mario Guevara. I don't know if you're aware of his case, but please look it up so you can learn about it. It seems all trumped up, and it's an effort to silence an independent journalist whose topic has been immigration issues in the greater Atlanta and Georgia area.
Great. Let's
for 20 years.
Let's get Congressman's thoughts on this.
Yeah, no, thanks for flagging, Susan. So, I mean, at two fronts. One, there's definitely attacks on the press. You know, he's going to sue the Wall Street Journal for putting out stories. Honestly, I can't wait for the disclosure on that. So let's go ahead and discovery. I mean, you know, let's have that trial. I think Donald Trump may have second thoughts about what he's done there. But they are going after the press, and watching what CBS, Paramount, and others have done in paying things off is just disgusting. And that's one issue. But the second issue, you know, Donald Trump, we were pretty lopsided on talking about the border, because people do think that we're somehow not saying we want to have secure borders. We do, but they don't think that's what Democrats are saying. But the polls are turning against him because of things like this, because they're abusing the very powers that they have. And I think, you know, Donald Trump's got to be careful. He's got a lot of attacks on a lot of fronts. He just passed a bill that's absolutely awful for the average working person. And his polling is at the lowest we've seen in any modern president for where he's at right now in his term. There's a lot of things that Donald Trump is doing that are brutal and wrong, and we're all very pissed for good reason. But he's also overreaching. And this may be, Tom, the broader attacks he's doing would catch up with him in the short term.
Yeah, one hopes. Michael in Chicago. Michael, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
I'm concerned about the fact of winning the next election 2026. And I'm concerned about the fact that we got to get 17-year-old kids who are legally eligible to vote in the primary elections in 27 states now. 27 states they could vote in the primary if they become 18 by the general election. I'm in Illinois. We got in Illinois. It's in Indiana, in Ohio, in Kentucky, North and South Carolina. We got this. And my question will be now, is it, I know Mr. O'Connor is working at the federal level. But can he do something in Wisconsin? Wisconsin does not have 17-year-old kids voting in primaries. If they pass a law in a legislature, you can get it done. But is it possible that that could be done? Because we got to get these 17-year-old kids all across the country voting. A lot of people don't even know that 17-year-old kids can vote in primaries. They think you got to be 18 to vote in any kind of election.
Thank you.
Yeah, Michael, no, I mean, it's a good point. I didn't actually realize it was that many states, and that's great to hear. The problem that we're going to have nationally is, you know, Mike Johnson's never going to move that forward, I think, in Congress. In Wisconsin, we have a Republican legislature, and while we just got rid of gerrymandered maps 2 years ago, we didn't quite get the majorities until next year. I do think they have a good chance. There's only 5 seats we need in the state assembly and 2 in the state senate. It's very doable, and then we could move something like that forward. But, you know, Republicans generally on voting, as you know, are just completely awful. They really don't want it to be more inclusive. So that's the difficulty we have at the federal level, the difficulty we would have in Wisconsin. Despite having a Democratic governor, our legislature still, the majority is under the Republicans.
Kent in Humboldt, Iowa. You are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, good morning, Tom, and Congressman Pocan. I had a question about our listeners be interested to know about FCC and the president's power to control mergers. Always been this heavy-handed, or what's the situation now? And Congressman Pocan, if you ever want to come to Iowa, we'd be glad to have you, because we have absolutely no representation right now in Congress, as you well know. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, thank you, Kent. And, you know, I usually around election time, I do try to get through some of the congressional districts in Iowa, and we have made an offer to do a town hall in one of the districts. So maybe we will see you, because I'm more than glad to go down the road. I only live about an hour and 15 minutes from Iowa, where I'm at in Wisconsin. I think, you know, Donald Trump, the problem is he's a thug, and that's the polite term for him. I've got a few others that you'd get in trouble if I said, Tom, on the radio. But what he's doing are like making these media entities and anyone who wants to do mergers think that he does have that power, because he will manipulate the people he's appointed. This is the first time I've ever seen someone, when president, not get people for their expertise in cabinet posts or other positions like the FTC and others, but he is actually asking people for their video. He wants them, one, to be loyal to him, and two, look good on TV when they're talking. And that's all he cares about. So you don't necessarily have the expertise. So all these media companies that are following, I mean, I'll tell you, CBS, I've lost enormous respect for.
It's going to be a big problem. It's going to be a big problem. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls for the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Congressman Mark Pocan. Stay with us. I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sally Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to this year's Farm Technology Days event from August 5th to 7th. The yearly event gives residents a chance to check out some of the latest developments in the agricultural industry, including new technology and research. The DNR will have a tent at the event where officials will share information on conservation efforts, management practices, and offer free nitrate screenings for private well owners. This year's Farm Technology Days event will take place in Waupaca County. The State Assembly's Transportation Committee held a hearing this week on a proposed bill seeking to close a loophole allowing ATVs and UTVs registered out of state to circumvent Wisconsin's regulations. The proposed legislation would specify that only vehicles that meet the state's definition of ATV or UTV will be allowed to operate on public trails and routes. Lawmakers say that circumventing those regulations undermines the state's registration system, local control over ATV and UTV trails, and overall public safety. A Hayward man is facing felony drug and theft charges after law enforcement authorities responded to a domestic disturbance earlier this week. According to a press release from the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, authorities responded to a domestic disturbance call in the Northwoods Beach community of the LCO Reservation on Sunday morning. During the investigation, they allegedly discovered 53-year-old Daniel Corbine was in possession of over 25 grams of methamphetamine, 70 oxycodone pills, and a vehicle that had been reported stolen in Minnesota. The Barron County woman who was attacked by a black bear near her Cumberland home earlier this month has been discharged from the hospital. The 69-year-old woman was attacked on July 12th, but managed to escape and call for help. Law enforcement authorities shot at the bear when they arrived at the scene, but it escaped, and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials have not yet been able to track it down. They say the black bear displayed unusually aggressive behavior in the attack, and they plan to euthanize it and assess its condition. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the upper 60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Right now, it's 76.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman program is swing, S-W-I-N-G.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is, and is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins the show with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 6 to 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Gabe in Pacerville, California. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, Tom. It's actually Placerville, but okay. I can live in Pacerville.
Okay, you got it.
Placerville. Hi, Representative Pocan. How you doing? I had a question for you. I was wondering what you can tell me to register as a Democrat. I am currently registered as an independent. I haven't always been an independent. When I first registered and started voting, which was about 30 years ago, I registered as a Green. And I'd been a Green all the way up until 2016 when I changed party affiliation to vote for Bernie Sanders in the primary here in California. I later changed it back to being a Green after the election and then went back to being a Democrat in 2020 to vote for Bernie again. And now I switched over to being an independent. Like I said, what can you tell me to be to change back to being a Democrat? Because, you know, frankly, like, I'm very skeptical and of the party these days, and just like many people are, and many people just see the Democrats in total disarray. And yeah.
But get inside and make some changes, Gabe. Let's let Congressman Pocan respond to your question.
Yeah, Gabe, I'll give you one really strong one. If you're a progressive like myself, you want to pick the most progressive Democrat to be the Democrat nominee. If you're not a Democrat in a state that makes you register by party, you can't vote for that most progressive person to win the primary to be the nominee. And as an independent, you're not voting in those primaries. So you're not actually where often whoever wins that primary is likely to be the nominee and maybe be the next member of Congress, member of the legislature, whatever. You're just not participating by not being registered with one of the two major parties in a country where it is a two-party system. So that reason alone, I'd like people to be able to vote for the most progressive person in a primary. And the way they could do that is by being registered as a Democrat.
Keno, happy Freya's Day. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, happy Freya's Day, the goddess of love in Norway, in case other people don't know that, from which Friday was named. But my question to Congressman Pocan, I sent a letter last week to Democratic Party Chairman Ken Martin, I think his name is, and I sent a copy to you, Congressman, and several other people in Congress. I don't know if you still get letters. People send in emails all the time. But I asked the Congressman to... Tom has invited him to come on his program, and he hasn't responded. And would you please lobby him to come on Tom's program? And also, would you lobby him, join me in lobbying him to recruit Tom and Robert Reich to craft messages for the Democratic Party? Tom is very articulate, and Robert Reich on Free Speech TV, they're wonderful spokespersons for the ideals of progressive Democrats. So would you join me in lobbying him to come on Tom's program and also to recruit Tom and Robert Reich to be spokespersons and craft messages for the Democratic Party?
Got it. Thank you, Keno. The check is in the mail.
Yeah. Well, you know, absolutely, he should be going on the number one rated progressive nationwide radio program, right? I mean, it would be completely illogical for the head of the DNC not to do that. Hopefully that's sufficient reason, and it shouldn't take more for that, for very common reason. Just so people know, when you write a letter to a member of Congress by Ken Tom, a quick aside, it does have to get screened for things like ricin and stuff, and we may not get it for 3 or 4 weeks. So if you are trying to get a hold of someone in a more timely way, email or a phone call, because we'll get it instantly. But and not saying don't use mail, because, you know, I want to support the Postal Service, and it's still a way many people communicate. Just know, for a member of Congress, if you send it to their Washington office as opposed to maybe a local office, it will get there a lot longer.
Postcards get through faster, though, don't they?
They still have to be screened, though, in, if a DC office.
I see.
So sometimes there's incentive to send to local offices.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Ed in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, hey, Congressman, really appreciate what you do, but I have a disagreement with you about voter caging. While it's true that inflation due to COVID caused a lot of people to swing right, it is two things can be true, and it is also true that the amount of legitimate voters that were legally purged from voting rolls cost Kamala Harris the election.
4.2
That's by
million.
The government's own figures. She would have won by a million votes. So my point is this is really scary times we're living in. It's time, well past time, to start fighting fire with fire. And it's time to use every legal method we can. And the Supreme Court has said that voter caging is legal. Wisconsin used to be a blue, solid blue state. You ought to know how long and how much damage is caused when they take over these states. So my point is, it's time for the Democratic Party to start voter caging in blue states just as much as they are doing in red states, and to also to gerrymander as much as the Republican Party is gerrymandering. Because I got to tell you, as a voter, for you guys not to be doing this at this point in time in our history, everything that's going on, it's insulting to me, but it's especially insulting to black and brown voters because they are the majority of people getting purged. Mm-hmm. I'll listen for your comments.
Yeah, Ed, I don't actually think we're in disagreement. I'm just saying I know from the polls that happened and the polls right now that are hurting Trump that the economy is the factor. So I want to make sure that we're keeping our focus on what the average voter that we need to get their vote is keeping on focus. But I agree with you. Like right now, what they're trying to do on gerrymandering in Texas and Missouri and other states, you know, we may have to fight back in California and New Jersey and some other places because they are going to break the rules. And as much as I don't want to go down that road personally, we have to, though, in many of these cases. So I don't think we necessarily disagree. I'm just saying at the end of the day, how someone actually votes in that last election and what right now is taking Donald Trump down in the polls is the economy. And every day that I don't talk about the 17 million people losing health care, the millions of people losing food assistance, the people losing their education funding, the fact that you're going to pay more for utilities because of what they did in the big ugly law, and you're going to pay more for health care because of what they did. I'm not doing my job, and I'm going to keep doing that.
Just to clarify Ed's question, caging is something that the Republican Party started doing in the 60s when they rolled out Operation Eagle Eye. And it's where they mail a postcard. It's a phrase that comes out of the direct mail industry. Yeah. And it's where they mail a postcard into targeted neighborhoods, largely black neighborhoods. And the postcard looks like junk mail. And the postcard says, if you fail to return this within a particular period of time, we will remove you from the voting rolls because we'll assume that you've moved. And for over 30 years, the GOP had a restraining order, a nationwide restraining order against them for caging. Karl Rove was running caging operations in the 90s. And finally, in 2018, in the Husted case, the U.S. Supreme Court, or five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, ruled that caging was okay now. It's perfectly legal. And so Greg Palast ran the numbers using federal voter data and found that 4.2 million people had been purged from voting rolls in the months leading up to the 2024 election. And had those people not been purged, Kamala Harris would have won, and Democrats would now control both the House and Senate. I mean, he has it state by state. He's got all the statistics, and he'd be happy to share them with you, I'm sure. And so the question is, you know, right now, in Ohio, they're sending postcards into Cincinnati and Cleveland. In Texas, they're sending them into Houston and Dallas. In Florida, they're sending them into the big cities. They are caging, in red states, their blue cities. And in the blue states, nobody is doing caging because the Democratic Party's position has been this is immoral, it's wrong, and nobody should ever do it, so we're not going to do it either. So that's what he was asking about when he's talking about caging.
Yeah, and I knew that because a previous caller, another time I was on the program, we had this conversation, and I said, I don't want to go down that path. I have put an asterisk on that because of what they're doing right now with gerrymandering, right? That's why if they're going to do it in Texas, we should do it in California. Is that the preferred way? Absolutely not. But if they're going to do that, simply doing nothing in response is a problem. I personally would probably never do caging, but I certainly understand why people may look at it. If the Republicans do it in a more organized fashion, sometimes you have to fight fire with fire.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think that if the Democrats started caging Republican strongholds, you know, in California, go after the part of Orange County that's still bright red, the Republicans will start yelling and screaming. And that might provoke a national conversation, which might provoke a law against caging, which would be, you know, right, ultimately all of our goals. So anyway, sorry to go off down that rabbit hole.
No. I remember the previous call, and I know Ed remembers my answer to the previous call about how he asked it. And like I said, I have moved watching this redistricting stuff, really, to go into Missouri to try to squeeze. They only have two Democrats in the state of Missouri. They want to squeeze one more out. Like, this is stuff that, you know, if that's the only way you can hold power, then if we don't do anything, then it's our own fault.
Yeah, I'm with you. It is, and I'd love to see the Republicans squealing. It is just about 45 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, with us, taking your calls for the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls middays with Mark.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's middays with Mark, Friday edition. Picking up your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. We'll be right back.
Can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000 plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen.
The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Valeo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at the urgent care in a room full of sick people. Or you can do like I do, open your medical emergency kit. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this thing in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Use the promo code Tom when you check out. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. And welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, Congressman Mark Pocan with us, taking your calls for the hour. Harold, in Enfield, Connecticut. You are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello. I have a simple question, and I wonder why Democrats never seem to talk about this. Can a democratically controlled Congress reverse most or all of Trump's executive orders, and especially the so-called permanent tax cut? In other words, I believe there's no such thing as a permanent tax cut. Can't Democrats reverse all of this?
Simple answer, yes. But better answer, not necessarily, because what they did, like at the reconciliation process, you know, that just took a simple majority, but there's all kinds of rules around it. Anything else that you do as a simple bill to repeal something would take the 60 votes in the Senate, right? So that's part of the problem we've had with the filibuster rules. And in some cases, it would take the president signing a law into place in some other ways to try to repeal things. And even if you had the Democrats in control of the House and the Senate, if you still have Donald Trump as president, then that could stop some things. So yes, theoretically, absolutely. But the practical application of it is probably more difficult, Harold.
Judy in Denver, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you. Congressman, silence shows complete support, and only about half the population of the U.S. has the Internet. Now, the GHF has been killing Palestinians every single day. France 24 says approximately 119 Palestinians are killed every single day for about the last month. Now, our tax dollars are funding the GHF. It has to go. This slaughter has to go. the starvation of the Palestinian people is just horrifying.
You're talking, Judy, the GHF you're talking about is the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, this group that the Israelis and the Americans put together to feed people?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
And that's where the people are getting shot. So what's your question?
And they're being bombed every day.
Right,
along
so what's
with
your question?
Why are the Democrats completely silent on this? This massive slaughter has got to stop. And Netanyahu wants to kill every single Palestinian. He broke the last ceasefire and all ceasefires they've ever made.
Okay, so why are Democrats silent on this, Congressman?
Yeah, and so, Judy, the only thing I'll give you is I think Democrats, as the entity of Democrats, is too silent on this. But there are plenty of Democrats talking about this. I would say, Judy, right now, go to my social media, at Mark Pocan, Twitter, Blue Sky, and look at how many times I talk about how barbaric what's happening right now under Netanyahu's Israel is, and the fact you're shooting people who are simply going to get food, and the fact that there are people dying of starvation, and it is Israel under Netanyahu that's doing this. And I'm not the only one. I'm not going to pose for any holy pictures here. There's plenty of Democrats saying that. So I really find it a bit frustrating when people want to just say, oh, yeah, Democrats are doing this wrong. Yes, Democrats collectively should be much more outspoken about human rights abuses, including in Palestine, and they don't do it enough. But there are many members and a growing number of members pushing on this, and it is absolutely awful what's happening. But honestly, Judy, broaden your spectrum of what you're looking at, because there are people, and then help us amplify that message. And that's part of how we get change in this country.
Brilliant. Ed in Kingston, Michigan. Ed, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, man. My question is, Vice News has had for the last several weeks some very important about the real bad gangs that exist in California as well as all around the country. And, of course, the Marines are there, but they won't touch those guys. They're all tattooed and all that. Vice News has had several programs on that. And why are they going after the laborers and the farm workers rather than the real bad gangs that exist there in California as well as elsewhere? Thank you very much.
Yeah, Ed, I haven't seen the Vice News stories, so I can't speak specifically to those. But, you know, what part of the problem is the whole Trump argument is honestly BS, that there's all these criminals who are here. And so when they're trying to say they're going to deport all the folks, there's just not enough criminals. And don't forget, they do want to keep some of the myth of what he's saying out there so that people are afraid, because then you go to the cult leader because only he can solve problems for you. So, you know, what, you're right, though. They are deporting people who do not meet the definition they promised us. What they're doing is separating families and doing some awful things in the United States name. And that deserves the outrage that we should be giving it. But I'll look for the pieces, but I have not seen them.
Congressman, we just have a half a minute left. I'm curious your thoughts on what we should be doing now and for the next couple of weeks until the next time we see you.
Yeah, so as you said, this is that August period that members of Congress are back home. I'm doing a town hall on Thursday, the 31st, 5 p.m. in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, in Derek Van Orden's district. But this is your chance to get a hold of your member of Congress and have a face-to-face conversation. So do that between now and the day after Labor Day. The House is home. I think the Senate might be in for another week or so. But this is a really great opportunity to schedule a meeting or go to events where your member of Congress are going to be at and be heard and hold them accountable on the big, ugly law, because it's really bad for you and you need to let them know that.
There you go. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always a pleasure having you.
Yeah, thank you as always, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour here. We'll be back on the other side. It's the from Epstein's Island to Obama's inbox. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through. through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, the Justice Department meeting for a second day with Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, who is in prison for sex trafficking. It comes as President Trump is facing mounting bipartisan pressure to release the full Epstein files. Before leaving for Scotland, the president facing reporters. ABC's Mary Bruce with more.
All of this comes in the bigger context of the president being desperate to really to shake this story, to move past this uproar over the FBI Epstein files that this administration so far is not fully releasing, despite promises that they would do so. Clearly, they think there is something to glean from these interviews that perhaps may politically help them finally turn the page on this.
Florida's governor says 100 detainees from the Everglades' new migrant facility, dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, have been put on Homeland Security flights and sent to other countries. Those transfers began this week. Severe heat and humidity expanding into the Northeast today, with volatile storms also expected. This is ABC News.